This is Robert Rawson speaking for the Crockett Church of Christ, located 7 miles due west of Senatobia on Highway 4, 2-minute broadcast. Thank you for being with us today. The material blessings of life are said to come to those that are just and unjust by Jesus' words in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5. What is the difference here then in Jesus promising those in Matthew 6:33, if you seek first the kingdom of God, these things will be added unto you? God being in our lives will help us to be better people. God in our lives will cause those blessings to be with us over and over again. We're grateful for that. But that doesn't take away from the idea that material blessings are material. To the just and the unjust, the sun shines. To the just and the unjust, rain falls, Jesus said there in Matthew 5. However, all spiritual blessings are noted in Ephesians 1 and verse 3, being in Christ. All spiritual blessings are in Christ. Now, if I were to say to you that all material blessings are such a place, you'd understand that you'd go to that place for those material blessings. But why is it not the case that if we understand all spiritual blessings, salvation, redemption, salvation, hope, salvation, and love for God, these things are found in Christ? And how do we get into Christ? Believers are said in Romans 6 to be baptized into Christ. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, baptized into Christ. And in Galatians chapter 3, believers are said to be baptized into Christ. Not just by a faith, but a faith that is perfected, a faith that's obedient to the Lord's way. That's the teaching about the spiritual blessings of God for anyone who comes into Christ.